Welcome to Deep Dive the Feed, episode 4, TMI.
Inappropriate, NSFW.
Not so much it gets us kicked off of YouTube, just but
right
a little bit.
Right up to the edge.
I'm Andy Tarnoff, the host of the Deep Dive Podcast Network. I'm joined by Aaron Labor.
That's me.
Facebook Marketplace fanatic.
Phenom.
A lot of F's and PH's in this episode.
This is going to be a fat one, isn't it?
It is fat with a PH. Yep. Facebook, the feed, where we mine Facebook Marketplace for everything from the weird to the wonderful and find some humanity along the way.
And this week in particular, we are determined to let Facebook's freak flag fly. Ah, there you go. I did it.
Yeah.
And we are so determined that we had to split this up into two parts.
There's a lot of stuff, Aaron.
It's jam-packed.
So I think that before we even start talking about all the hoo-ha, we should just start getting into it. Let's get to some of these listings.
Yeah, believe me, I'm as eager as you are to get into the hoo-ha. But first of all, let's just get fucking weird. What do you think?
It's a great hat. I don't know where you're going to wear it. I mean, I guess you can wear it anywhere you want, right?
I mean, if you're getting fucking weird, then it doesn't matter. You're not asking, where can I wear this
hat? That's true. It doesn't say, can we get fucking weird?
No, you're creating the situation. I want to just, it actually did remind me too. I want to tell you about a hat that I have that says, let's get naked on it. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
I haven't, no.
I don't wear it around you very often because I'm not like trying to put us in that situation. But I do have made a family tradition, and this is bordering on the inappropriate of my nieces and nephews.
You wear it around them?
I don't. I put it on their little naked bodies.
Inappropriate.
It's very, very adorable. But anyway,
when they were little, though, right?
They were tiny, and their mom totally consented.
Okay,
so it's cool.
All right, that's a good way to get into what we are about to talk to. We're gonna start with just the category of freaky.
Yeah, freaky is the first category. This was the quickie. Now we're moving into the freaky, and let's just do it. Look at this guy. You sent me this motorcycle casket trailer.
I have a lot of questions about this one.
I'm gonna cycle through these pictures because this is indeed a casket. It is tiny. And it is like made to be attached to a motorcycle.
I think that's a real casket. And that's freaky to me because I'm kind of wondering if someone was buried in it. I mean, probably not because then it would be underground. But
I think this was a real casket or is a real casket and was made for a child. And then somebody had the bright idea to repurpose it to make their motorcycle more badass and to have like basically a thing to trail thing, you know, to carry the, you know, it's like saddlebags, but like,
right.
Huge.
I think it's in poor taste.
I agree.
It's a child's
casket. I would not want to see that. Right. I wouldn't want to ride down the street with that thing. I wouldn't feel badass.
So I guess it's good that he's selling it, but look at how much that costs.
Well, I mean,
I don't know what the going price is for a new or a used casket, mind you, but
I haven't done any price comparisons on caskets, but the trailer itself is going to be,
it's going to be expensive no matter what.
So I don't think it's like an inappropriate price, but my word. Yeah. Nope, no desire to put this on the back of my motorcycle, and it's just it's bad karma.
I think so too.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
It's bad humor.
Freaky.
Freaky. Yeah. You want to see something else that's freaky?
Yeah.
Look at this guy. You sent me this too. This is a free hot tub, and there is no other information other than the fact that this is a $20 free hot tub.
Yeah. First of all, is it $20 or is it free?
That's a very good first point. Free, unknown working condition. So, yeah, that is a contradiction right there.
Above and beyond that, I want to tell you that I really want a hot tub.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, in real life, I actually really want a hot tub. And I was going through the concept of buying a used hot tub.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like that would be gross.
Mm-hmm.
However, every time you use a hot tub at
it's
hotel,
yeah,
at a spa, at someone's house, it's already used. And you have chemicals pumping through it. So,
right.
Actually, the concept of a used hot tub doesn't seem so gross to me.
Mm.
If it's in good condition.
Right. No, it's definitely like been sterilized somewhat in process, right? I mean, the chlorine, the heat.
Right.
It's being sterilized. I think when I think about a hotel hot tub, I think of a hot tub that comes with certain, public use, right?
Right.
Like there's a limited amount of things that probably happen in a hotel hot tub. Probably. I mean,
after hours, employees.
What's sure. It? Sometimes. Right. It's the exception.
It could have happened.
But it's the exception, not the rule. In a used home hot tub.
You have to assume.
I am thinking, I don't want to make any assumptions.
No, there's a good chance there's some
bodily
fluids in there.
About what you want your hot tub for.
I'm just saying, yes, if you're buying a used hot tub.
So therefore, I won't make assumptions about what other people use their hot tubs for.
But there's a chance. There's a chance, right? Okay. So, but there are tons of free hot tubs.
Oh, there's a big market Facebook of free market. Hot tubs.
There's people... a ton of them. Oh. And I think it's sort of like the pianos where there are a ton of free pianos right. that just get it away. You
right.
know?
Does somebody get this out of here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. There are free hot tubs and then there are free hot tubs.
Yeah, look at this one.
This thing looks like it's out of a horror movie. Not only is it like filthy and filled with water, but look at the photo. It's got that like freaky... There's like lens flare.
Yeah, there's lens flare
on.
Happening. There's like water spraying currently.
There's like a trailer in the background. To me, this feels like some sort of horror movie trap.
It doesn't look like even a hot tub to me. It looks like a dog washing basin or something. Like, how is that getting hot? What are you hooking that up to?
I don't know.
There's like crap in it too. Like, do you have to take the stuff that's in it? Does that?
I don't know. It says it's in fair condition, I would argue.
Fair to Midland and fair just left town.
Yeah, I'd say stay away from this thing. Free or $20.
I'm not doing either for advise, that. Nor am I going down to Streeter, Illinois to check it out.
I advise against this purchase.
It sounds purchase. Like this adoption. It sounds like there are a lot of free hot tubs to browse online. So I'm saying don't get this one.
No. Would you call this in the very freaky?
I mean,
or just freaky.
It's just freaky. It's okay. Just weird. It doesn't deserve.
Then let's move on to the super freaky.
This is a life-sized emotional support companion mannequin doll. It is $1,700.
That is not inexpensive for a mannequin.
It's not inexpensive. It's beautiful, according to the description. And a serious offers only, please.
Let's address the elephant in the room. You might as well go back to that first photo.
Yeah. With the devil over the boob.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
This is not. Wait, what are those ears?
Yeah, I was just gonna say she's got like elf ears too. Like, this is, and she might have those same ears here. You can't tell.
I would assume so. This is.
It
not...
doesn't look like the same doll, to tell you the truth. Although I suppose the mouth is posable, which is probably key to this whole thing, right? I mean, if you want,
I don't want to get kicked off of YouTube.
No.
But I don't think this is for like modeling clothes.
No, it's an emotional support companion. What kind of emotional support do you think you can get from this doll?
I don't think you can get a lot of emotional support, it being an inanimate object, I think. But you could probably get some physical support.
And
I'm rather disturbed by it. It says it's in new condition. This is definitely something that if you're into these things, you don't want to buy used.
No, you certainly don't. Does it say new condition?
It says new.
Yeah.
Condition. I'm calling this super, super duper freaky.
Do you think she has the devil inside of her? Do you think she wants some?
I don't think she wants anything because she's not.
Doesn't have desires because she's inanimate.
But I think, boy.
This is unsavory. Got a bad taste in my mouth on this one.
I guess, but that's what's going to happen if we're talking about super freaky things.
It's true. Would you like to have a palate cleanser?
Yes, I would.
All right. Hey, check this out.
Hey. Now that is my kind of mannequin doll.
You know how we feel about Elvis around here.
We do love Elvis.
Especially Elvi that don't really look like Elvi, like Elvis. That one.
That to me looks more like Michael Jackson.
In like the latter stages.
Which is interesting because Michael Jackson was married to Lisa Marie Presley.
Yeah.
So you're getting a little bit of both here. What the hell is this thing?
It's a bendable mannequin doll. It's only $400. So it's much less. So if you are looking for emotional support, but you're on a budget, this one would be a lot more affordable than the previous one. And it's bendable. So you could, you know.
My sense is this is not a sex doll.
It doesn't seem like it, but you don't know what's going on.
It's wearing clothes.
Under
wearing
the clothing.
Elvis clothing. Right. But you can do things with it. Look at some of those pictures.
Yeah.
So He's riding a motorcycle.
Riding a motorcycle. That's true.
And waving. He's standing there with a guitar.
He's waving there as well. He can turn leaning. Around. He can smile at you. It
looks nothing like Elvis.
It really doesn't. I do want to point out, too, if you don't have $400, you don't need to, because you could trade for a pinball machine.
Great.
Or a motorcycle. Apparently, he needs another motorcycle. Yeah, and his arms and legs are bendable. Thank you. Thank you very much. That is the entirety of the description.
I like it. I just don't. It looks nothing like Elvis. I'd rather put some other clothes on him, like Michael Jackson clothes, perhaps, and keep the Elvis costume for myself.
Oh, that's a good point. You could do Hawaii stuff too. You know, from like Elvis's Hawaii movies.
Yeah, it just doesn't look like Elvis. Is all I'm saying.
That's true.
I think you could put Michael Jackson clothes on it.
That's true. You could put a mustache on him and do a Weekend in Bernie's thing.
That's true.
There's a lot.
He could probably
of,
even sit because he can sit on the motorcycle.
Do you think we should look around for like a cheap pinball machine that we could trade this guy for this Elvis?
That's not a bad idea. So if we could get something like for less than $400,
exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, let's get on that project.
All right, I'm gonna do it.
So Aaron, once again, you don't just look at things on Facebook Marketplace. You buy things on Facebook Marketplace.
I do.
What'd you get this week?
Well, this was pretty special. It was a bit of a splurge. I don't want to tell you how much I spent on it yet because I want to, you know, do a little guessing game with you.
Okay.
But it was really special. And you want me to tell you what it is or should I?
Just show me.
Okay. Well, you want me to show the video?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to ruin anything. Here, let's just roll the video.
Here. Well, this is a John Lennon album that belongs to my dad. He got it when it first came out in 1971.
Wow.
It's a really good kit. Still has the dust jacket, which, from what I understand, is the thing that always got torn and lost the most. As well as the postcard, which is John Lennon as a monkey. And I assume that's Yoko up there in the tree.
That's incredible.
Which is really cool.
Wow. Yeah, I love that.
And then my favorite part about all of this.
It's so windy, it makes me nervous.
Yeah.
You'll be good.
Well,
we cherish it definitely as much as
that. Almost definitely. And
more
that's
than
the
I
thing.
Do, man.
Well, that's the thing is what people don't understand is that, you know, these are artwork. This is artwork. My dad took very good care of him, and he just doesn't want them anymore. He's just gonna throw them away. And I was like, no, no, not happening.
When thinking about this whole inappropriate theme, I was like, did I really pick anything up recently that's like truly inappropriate? But then I thought about that postcard with John in a gorilla suit and Yoko naked, and I'm like,
Depending on who you're talking to, that could be considered inappropriate.
Exactly.
It could be art.
Also, how about the way Jesse handled the poster in the wind and dropped the album?
That was
completely inappropriate.
Ridiculous / inappropriate.
I'm
taking very good care of this thing.
Yeah, he's like, my dad really protected these
smash.
Things. And then he dropped it. Sorry about that. I was really like,
hey,
can we not maybe open the poster? And he's like, no, it's fine. I'm like, this guy, I haven't even paid him yet, so he must cherish it more than I do. And then, yeah.
Did it turn out okay?
Everything's fine.
I do want to know how much you paid for that.
Do you want to guess?
Recap to me where the value
is.
Here,
it's an original Imagine record.
First pressing.
I'm not completely sure about that, but it's only been played
pressing.
Once, apparently.
Virgin vinyl.
Until it was dropped on the ground. But nonetheless, I paid pre-drop, so... and then also this cool poster and postcard. So
I'm already guessing you overpaid for this, but I'm going to say $25.
No, I paid more than that.
How much did you pay?
I paid $50 for this. I mean, listen, that was a splurge, but I just thought it was so special. And how often does like an original John Lennon Imagine come around?
I don't know the answer to that.
I don't either.
I think you overpaid, but maybe vinyl collectors will tell us otherwise.
I'll find out. I've got a whole bunch of records I got to price out right now. I got every Styx record that exists, I think.
Do you like Styx?
No.
I hate Styx.
Yeah, I just got...
Why'd you buy them?
I didn't, not on purpose. They came in a lot.
Oh.
I got Black Sabbath. I've got Ozzy. I've got so much good stuff. Zeppelin. Some of the stuff I like a lot.
Yeah. I have bought vinyl before, like really rare stuff, and it has been expensive, but I don't know how unique that was. We call this section Sneaky Solicitations.
Yeah. we're suspicious, I think you could say.
Not everything is on the up and up on Facebook Marketplace or anywhere.
There could always be hidden messages happening in some of it.
Yeah, no? Don't wink at me, please.
Don't look at you?
No, you can look at me. Just don't wink at me.
Oh, I wasn't trying to wink at you. I'm sorry.
You did wink at me.
I apologize.
That's okay.
Let's edit that out.
Let's begin with the game-worn Hooters uniform.
Yeah, this is a real Hooters uniform. Perfect for a Halloween costume. It is a size extra small, so it's tiny for a very petite person. There's the back. That's the front.
I don't think there's anything suspicious about this one. Maybe I'm just, you know, I got to watch my inner conspiracy theorist to a certain extent. But I will point out that the Hooters in Milwaukee, because this is in Oak Creek, Wisconsin, mm-hmm. which is a suburb of Milwaukee. The Hooters in Milwaukee, I looked this up, it closed in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't seem old enough to have worked at Hooters 14 years ago.
Right.
I wonder if it's hers, if it's someone else's.
Do you think it was her mom's?
I mean, that almost kind of makes more sense.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like mother, like daughter. Like, you know, maybe there's some familial pride in the fact that now, you know, like, listen, we don't know. This is just conjecture. But what if this woman was, you know, conceived in that Hooters uniform and now it's come full circle? Where she is a grown woman who can now fill out a Hooters uniform.
I feel like we're going to come off looking terrible. Can we switch to some other? Can we switch to another listing, please?
Let's look at something else. Let's look at this 1996 International Party Bus.
This one I don't feel guilty about at all, because to me there's no code here. I know what's going on. I
could
immediately see
Andy?
That stripper pole. I have a feeling, and it's schools out adult field trips.
What do you think they're going on a field trip to do?
I think this is a stripper bus. They're going to call it a party bus, but I'm calling it a stripper bus, and they're not even being cagey in the description.
Wow, those are a lot of benches. That's like a
And that's there are a lot of stripper pools.
Two.
And two
that's
or three.
What it looks like at night. And that's what it looks like at night. I think just two. But that's plenty. I think two stripper poles is enough stripper poles.
Read the description.
That is all.
This is a mobile strip club is what this is.
So they're looking to update their fleet. We're selling our 1996 International Party Bus with the blah, 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 blah. It seats 43 people.
Mm-hmm.
And has Bluetooth speaker, dancing pole party lighting, blah, blah, blah. It needs work. So that's the interesting part.
I'm not a
that.
Licensing expert, but I'm guessing that it's probably hard to open a strip club in Ripon, Wisconsin, birthplace of the Republican Party, in case you were wondering.
That's a good point. And Ripon good cookies, which are not all that great.
Regardless, I bet that it's difficult to open up a cabaret/strip club, but I bet it's easier to do it on a bus.
Well, apparently these folks have a fleet of these buses.
Uh-huh.
So you think they're doing mobile strip club to keep like one step ahead of Johnny Q Law, uh-huh. John Q Law?
Or bachelor parties, mm-hmm. or shady activities.
I'm sure it's for bachelor parties. I mean, that would totally make sense. But if you're thinking that they're actually like offering stripper services.
I'm not making insinuations and allegations.
Great.
But
great.
Questions. $6,500.
Yeah, it's already down to $6,500.
If you're into that stuff, that seems like a good price.
Well, you could make that money back real quick.
Yeah, you definitely could. You could make that money back in two bachelor parties. One bachelor party. I don't know.
Or bachelorette parties.
Whatever.
We're two swinging dicks.
I don't like that phrase.
Yeah, like, just to be clear, you're not interested in buying this bus so that we can go entertain ladies on the road wherever we want?
Let's see how the podcast goes. Okay. I'd like to remind you to like and subscribe to Deep Dive the Feed so Aaron and I do not have to change our careers to middle-aged male strippers.
Nobody wants that. Well,
some.
I mean,
maybe.
Let us know. Comment. Let us know in the comments.
Thank you.
Actually,
let's move on to the section that we call the presentation of of goods,
of collected goods. I'm so excited. And I got to tell you, we did not decide on what we were going to be talking about before I purchased these things. So these just happen to fit in to today's theme. One of them I just picked up yesterday. Would you like to see that one first?
Yes.
This is a weenie wheel.
Oh, that's perfect for this theme.
Isn't it? I know. I
marginally not safe for work.
Because it was just fun and funny and weird. And it says,
did you buy this in Facebook Marketplace?
Or I
this
did. Is,
oh, okay. No, so I this did. Wasn't just in your possession. Just
no, this is what I just, I bought it yesterday on Facebook Marketplace.
What do you do with this thing?
You cook a bunch of weenies all at once.
It's a true. California product for zestful living.
It's a high efficiency weenie cooker. I just like that it said weenie on it. So I got it.
Eternal 14-year-old boys are coming.
It looks like you could really like.
You can make a lot of weenies.
You can spin a bunch of. You can get a whole sausage party out of that thing.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like something like 12. I think you can make 12 weenies if I'm counting.
That's
right.
Like, I mean, you can feed so many bras. What do you think? What do you think I paid for that guy? That's sweet.
I bet wheel. To me the box is more interesting and valuable than possible. Did you open it up? Did you look at the wheel yet?
Nope.
Do you know if it's in good shape?
We have not done a box open. We could do a live box opening right here. If you know what that is, let's call back the last episode. There it is.
I don't think this is used. I think this is new old stock. I think this is NOS.
I think you're right.
Do you know about that?
No, but I understand.
Oh, you really probably need to know about that.
This is like old stuff that's never been used but found.
NOS.
Yeah.
Big thing on
eBay. NOS.
So it's a little, it's not dirty. It's, yeah, I think this is.
Well, look, you put a pole, you can like lock it onto a pole. See, there's a little locking mechanism.
You have to if you're going to.
Yeah. But look, there's a little locking mechanism.
Okay, so now I think it's worth a little bit more. I'm going to say
$18. $18. That would have been a fine price to pay for that, but no, I only paid $10.
Steel.
Yeah, right?
Are you going to use it, though?
I do really like hot dogs, so maybe. We'll see. I don't know. Honestly, I might want to keep it all pristine, you know? NOS.
Yeah, because once it's not new, old stock, then it's just used.
Yeah.
Right.
It's nothing. There's no acronym for that. It's just used.
Correct.
All right. Are you ready to see the next guy?
Yes.
Now, these, I think, are somewhat legendary. I'm not totally sure because I didn't know anything about them when I got them. I just thought they were really wild. They are like animal orgy mugs from the 70s.
Oh.
So they are totally appropriate for our inappropriate.
Oh.
Look at that.
Okay. At first I thought they were just
cute.
No. But these are animals.
They're animals.
They're doing it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
That's right.
So you got some penguins. Uh-huh. You got some polar bears or just regular bears?
Yeah, these polar bears. Yeah.
Really? Okay, I love these.
Aren't they amazing?
At first I was like, what?
And yeah.
I know.
I had to look really closely. I didn't, honestly, I would have bought them just because they were cute. I didn't even realize.
It's a set, right?
Yeah, they're part of a series. Somebody else, one of the other collectors that I got something from told me she had the penguin. Oh, no, I've got the penguin. She had something else anyway.
Okay, this is dirty and cute.
It's
and
perfect.
Graphic.
Isn't it perfect?
I like it. I like
amazing.
It. two mugs, right? So
yeah,
$26.
Actually, they were $40 for the pair, so they're $20 a piece. I didn't like pay wholesale prices, but I think they're so cool.
They are cool.
I'm comfortable with it.
Are you?
I think it's a deal. I go deal. I don't think that's like why would I possibly
could you have,
spend
could you
that
have
money
split them? Could you have bought one, or did you have to buy both?
I don't know, but I wasn't even considering it. Why? How could I choose? That's a real Sophie's choice. How could I choose between those?
Okay, I like this, but I think you overpaid for it.
Okay. Well, you know what?
But I do like it. I do like it.
In the end, like, listen, what are we talking about? We're talking about $40 total, right? And so it comes down to a lot of these purchases. Do you want it or do you not want it?
And there's so much from which to choose. There's so much out there.
Right.
It's not my money, so go ahead.
But I'm saying, like, I'll never see those again.
No. They're two of a kind.
So, like, who cares?
That's pretty classist of you.
What do you mean?
Classist. It's $40. It's a lot of money to some people.
Oh, I don't mean it like that. I mean it like I don't think that money is the most important thing.
In life or in Facebook Marketplace?
Both.
What are you saying?
Both. I mean, money is not the driving factor for me. So if I have a desire for something and I think I can sell it for more, then that's cool. If I really like it, then I don't really care how much it is if it's not like a ridiculous amount of money.
All right. Let us know in the comments how you guys feel about that one.
Yeah. Because
I think I'm taking that as you're saying, like, if I like it, I'm going to buy it. Cool. And I'm saying there's got to be a budget in your life for random
crap.
Well,
sure. If it fits within the budget, I'm saying. Like, because if it's ridiculous, I'm not going to spend it. But I'm saying, like, if it's the difference between, I'm not going to lose one of those mugs because I want to save $20.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. What's the point of choosing between those when I can have all the joy of having two $20 mugs in my hands?
Right.
And someday I could sell them.
All right. You like that stuff? This would be a great time to like and subscribe because there's a second part of this episode coming. Because there was just too much inappropriate stuff, Aaron.
There really is.
To cram into one episode. In fact, we could make hundreds of these episodes, but we will spare the viewer and the listener hundreds of inappropriate things and just take our two top curations. Mm-hmm.
But let us know. If you want more of this, tell us, because we can spread these NSFW episodes out throughout the year, you know?
Yeah, and again, liking and subscribing is awesome, but mm-hmm. there's more to it than that.
Really want to hear what you guys think of this. Love seeing your comments, and we're going to get back to each and every one of them because we want to have a conversation about all this stuff. There's nothing more fun than figuring out how these things impact all you guys.
I should say if there's like 10,000 comments, we may not get back to every single one of them, but you know, for now.
Let's try. That's a problem that we will approach when we get to it.
All right. That was episode 4.1. TMI, sort of safe for work.
Borderline.
S.
We're going to tiptoe right up to that line.
We're going to tiptoe to that one, and we'll be back at you soon with the second half of the sort of safe for work TMI edition of Deep Dive the Feed.
See you soon.